What happens when you have the mummy meeting Pirates of the Caribbean? You get Jungle Cruise, which is crazy that I'm saying that, but like, no, this is that's the main vibe that I got from this movie, is that how they made another one of these movies where they base it on a ride was essentially to make the Mummy 4, but like just different. But this movie's, I'm not, that's not like a knock against the Jungle Cruise at all. I liked that about it, because it had the campiness and it had the writing of a mummy movie, and it played out really well. But then the design and the CGI work, some of the character acting definitely is more in line with Pirates of the Caribbean, and I thought it was great. Everything about this movie was pretty freaking fantastic, and I didn't. I thought maybe it was going to be a cash grab. I wasn't too excited to go see it, but no, that really proved really what good of a movie, and I really hope they do another one. I had this idea with my wife. I was sitting there by the end of the movie, and I was just like, "What if they just have these two characters go through the rest of the Disney rides somehow?" And the what I was thinking was like, so now that they're where they are, I'm not going to say what characters survive, what characters don't survive. I don't want to spoil anything, but now that they're where they are, let's say like they go through the next couple rides that they have at Disney World, because they could legit take these characters and put them into anything and just like, there you go. Now they're doing this now instead of the Jungle Cruise. That would be the only way I could see them doing a sequel, because they can't really do a Jungle Cruise 2, because it's gonna like, just where the characters end up in the end, it wouldn't really make sense for them to go back. I mean, I guess maybe. It definitely leans into the ride a little more than like Pirates of the Caribbean did. Pirates of the Caribbean was trying to take the concept of pirates, like in general, and just make a movie out of it. This is taking the actual ride and putting it through this story, and that's like the super neat part about it. Now, I was sitting there thinking about it, and it has the most unique way of explaining why it is the way it is. The Rock is in charge of the Jungle Cruise, and instead of it being just like this thing where they're being sarcastic and joking and like they know this ride sucks, and that's the whole point of the Jungle Cruise rides, if you're ever on it, is they know the ride sucks, they're supposed to just make it funny. And so with this, he's a con man, right? So like all the stuff, all the fake stuff and all that shit, it's stuff that he does because he wants people to pay to be on this Jungle Cruise. So it is super interesting. I didn't think that The Rock and Emily Blunt would have as much chemistry as they do. It was very surprising. But yeah, no, if you look at the original Mummy movie, you've got the same dynamics. You've got a girl with a British accent who's into all this really knowledgey book stuff and isn't really accepted by the people that are super into those things, and she enlists the help of her brother, who is not really that strong and tough, and this guy who she finds, who's a scumbag con artist guy who is really muscular and is the adventurer of the group. So it does have the same dynamic as the Mummy. But again, like, it's really not a knock against the movie. It's just kind of works here. They're definitely gonna have to change the Jungle Cruise ride. Now, as funny as it would be to just let the Jungle Cruise ride be exactly the same, like like not change it at all, have people wait in line to get on this ride and nothing's changed about it, they do need to probably change it. I don't even know if they need to add like animatronics to it, because that is kind of a daylight ride, so animatronics wouldn't really look too great in the daylight. But they do need to add stuff. I could see them adding like at least a rapids section, because there was a point where there is rapids that you go through. And they also have to have people that can host the ride that also want to ride a ride with rapids. And so that was something weird shit I was thinking about, is like, they're gonna have to like change this ride to kind of fit the movie now, because as much as faithful as this movie is to the ride, because those jokes are throughout the movie, as faithful as it is to the ride, they're gonna have to add more to that ride. But yeah, no, the movie's great. The bad guys are amazing. They have the guy from Breaking Bad, who I always love in everything that he does. He does a really good job doing what he does. He's an amazing bad guy. This is no exception. He was very campy, very funny. There was a point, certain points throughout the movie, where he becomes super terrifying. Like, the dude becomes terrifying as hell. And I was like, this guy could actually play a really dark, crazy character, and I don't know why he's not leading his own movie by now. Another thing I was noticing about him is he's kind of just slowly turning into like Philip Seymour Hoffman. I don't know if anybody else got that, but like anytime I see him, he just reminds me more and more of Philip Seymour Hoffman. Like, his acting skills on par with it, and he just kind of looks like him a little bit. So I don't know. His role was played really well. And he wasn't even like the main bad guy. He was a secondary bad guy to who would be the main bad guy. And that's, these guys that are stuck to the river. And I like that they spoke Spanish the entire time. Like, that was really cool. I expected them to maybe like have them speak English and like just so they're understandable, but no, they had subtitles the whole time. I actually liked that a lot. Cause like, why would, like, it makes sense why they would learn English, but there's no reason for them to, you know what I mean? Cause they've been kind of like trapped for so long. But yeah, no, this movie was really good. I actually really liked it. I don't really have anything bad to say about the movie. It accomplished what it needed to accomplish and set up a possible sequel if it needed to. I don't know if it needs one per se. I do have my ideas for it, but yeah, no, I like this movie a lot. Jungle Cruise was a really good fucking movie. And now we're going to talk about another movie that I saw, because I've been watching a lot of movies lately. Now, the second part of this podcast is going to be talking about the movie that I just saw last night. It's a little fresher in my head. We're going to take you back to the first movie that came out for this, and it was Suicide Squad. Suicide Squad wasn't great, and I know there's a lot of people on Twitter right now and a lot of people on the internet in general saying that they should release the David Ayer cut, which is the original director of it, because the success of the Snyder cut. And everybody that knows my feelings on the fucking Snyder cut and how I don't really care for Zack Snyder at all. David Ayer has even said this, but I, looking back, watching this movie, I think that would kind of overshadow the movie a little bit. I mean, I don't think it would overshadow it too much, but it would overshadow it. But watching the new Suicide Squad that just came out, honestly, I don't think that there's anything that David Ayer's cut would have accomplished that would have been as good as what we just saw, you know? And it doesn't really make sense to bring it out now that this movie came out and is actually really, really freaking good and really true to its source material. The Harley Quinn stuff seems like plays out like a cartoon. Like, there's one section of the movie where it plays out just like a cartoon episode of, like, it plays out kind of like that Harley Quinn cartoon episode, that a cartoon show that's out right now. But yeah, no, it was done really well. They made me care about Rick Flagg's character, because I did not care for him in the first one. I really did not care for Rick Flagg in the first one at all. And I think it was because he was kind of just kind of a bad guy in the first one. Not really a bad guy, but he was with Viola Davis's character, who is the same as in the first one. Like, you hate her just as much, but they do try to humanize her a little bit, but not in the way that you would think, because she still doesn't have any empathy for anything. But yeah, no, she's great. She was not an issue with the first one. She did things perfectly. Harley Quinn, of course, did things perfectly. But I feel like Rick Flagg's character was the one that needed the most improvement. And they kind of made him a sympathetic character. And they kind of made him somebody who cares about people. And if you've watched the trailer, he doesn't want to leave Harley Quinn behind, because we don't leave men behind, which is crazy to think about, because they're called the Suicide Squad. The whole point is to kind of, like, if somebody gets caught, you could kind of leave them behind because they're probably going to die. He plays off as a really cool character. It's good that we at least had three characters from the original that were throughout this movie. And they played off really well. Idris Elba was... Everybody's comparing him to Deadshot, and I can kind of see how Deadshot would have just worked in this movie, because they wouldn't have really had to introduce Deadshot and how he would have fit. He would have fit in this movie pretty well. From what I hear, Will Smith couldn't do it because he was working on something else at the time that they were filming this. And so the change to Bloodsport over Deadshot is... if you change, but I feel like Bloodsport is different enough. Also, I kind of prefer Idris Elba to Will Smith, which I've always loved Will Smith. Will Smith's amazing, but like Idris Elba is like one of my favorite actors. So I kind of prefer him to Will Smith, and the character was very different from Will Smith's character. And you could say that in between movies, Will Smith's character and his relationship to his daughter gets to that point. But honestly, I think his character is different enough that it was really cool the way it did it. Also, I feel like he meshes better with John Cena than I think Will Smith would have. And I think their back and forth in the movie was really fucking hilarious. And of course, John Cena's character was great. It's definitely the kind of part that he can play really well. And he actually got a lot of comedic moments in it. There's one really comedic moment in the movie, pretty early on in the movie, between him and John Cena, where they're going through this area killing people, and the punchline is just fucking great. But yeah, no, it's a great scene, and they do a really good job. The thing is, like, I thought I was going to go into this movie and pretty much only have the standalone of Harley Quinn, and I thought maybe Shark King would be something that I liked a lot. But every character of the actual Suicide Squad, and I don't want to mention which ones I'm talking about because it would mention who lives, like, throughout most of the movie, who's out throughout the whole part of the movie. But every character that, like, is part of this main Suicide Squad group that, like, is throughout this movie is super interesting. And I feel like that is something that the first one lacked. The first one lacked this depth to all these characters. And I feel like they just forgot to make any of the characters in the first Suicide Squad likable, except for Harley Quinn. And I don't know. I don't think there's anything that they could have done to that first Suicide Squad to make it as good as this. Like, because just looking at how the characters were together, I don't know. This movie just does it better. And it's all because James Gunn is directing it. Like, it really is. Like, James Gunn is just... I even think if they were to cut the movie a certain way, which, of course, they wouldn't have cut the original Suicide Squad a certain way. I mean, it wouldn't have been rated R, but they wouldn't have cut it a certain way if James Gunn was directing that one too, because that's what they were trying to get. They were trying to get the Guardians of the Galaxy James Gunn feel to that first Suicide Squad movie, but instead of it being about... I mean, they're both kind of about the same thing, except one of them's in space. They're both about these criminals that want to do good stuff, but I feel like the criminals in the Suicide Squad are just a little harsher. They're there for more evil reasons, I guess. But yeah, no, I didn't have any problems with any of the characters in this, and I actually loved a lot of the characters that were presented in this movie. They were really fucking good. And of course, Harley Quinn's amazing. Continuing on the Harley Quinn train, that last we saw her was in Birds of Prey. And they kind of drop how where she has been since Birds of Prey. That she did get she clearly got separated from the kid from Birds of Prey because she got taken to prison. Because she got, like, I think she got caught speeding, I guess that's what they said. Which is funny because, like, the last thing you see them doing is speeding down the highway off into the sunset in Birds of Prey. And I like Birds of Prey a lot. This is honestly, because Harley Quinn is the main staple of these movies, this is honestly a good follow-up to Birds of Prey. And honestly, I cannot wait for her to get her own actual movie. And I feel like the movie that's going to really feel like it is hers, which Birds of Prey was her movie, let's be clear, but the movie that is going to feel like it is hers, where she's not a second note in the title, is going to be a movie called, like, Harley and Ivy. It's going to be her and Poison Ivy, and that is going to be a great movie in itself, if they ever do it. I hope they do. But this movie, they did well with the Harley Quinn stuff. They gave Harley Quinn enough time to shine. They gave her enough time to interact with pretty much everybody, because there's two groups of the Suicide Squad in the beginning of the movie, and she is interacting with both groups by the end of the movie. And so this movie did something way better. It didn't seem like Harley Quinn and the Suicide Squad, because that was what the first one was. It was Harley Quinn and the Suicide Squad. Everybody was just excited to see Harley Quinn when that movie first came out. Birds of Prey was Harley Quinn and the Birds of Prey. Like, that was what it was. Even though they didn't give her top billing, like, she was kind of the caption of the Birds of Prey movie, it was her movie. This one didn't feel like that. They really did kind of set Harley Quinn into this... just another member of this group, and it makes it great because they were actually is so much focus on these other characters and how awesome and fun they are that it just kind of works. Her scene is still amazing. Her escaping this area is still great. Like, the whole recent trailer that came out for this movie was about her escaping before they try to save her and get her out of it. But the whole scene of her escaping, it also, James Gunn brought the whole, when she starts shooting and killing people, instead of blood, it's like slowly transitions from blood into flowers. And it makes you think the whole scene in Birds of Prey, where she's like killing people in that police station, but she's killing them with like this confetti thing, that it might have just been blowing those fucking people to bits. Because this is just kind of how her, like, mind works and how her psyche works, that this is just her imagination. Like, when she's killing people, there's, like, flowers and, like, colorful imagery and shit like that popping off of them, rather than blood. But yeah, no, that scene was done fantastically. This movie was pretty freaking fantastic. I like that they put Starro in something, because I was learning about Starro before I even heard about this movie was coming out. And Starro is an interesting villain, and it makes sense for them to go up against Starro. This movie is also very comic booky at different times, like actually like having a little bit of that comic book style to it. Not like panels or anything, but like text on screen and shit was actually really, really cool to see. But yeah, no, this movie was just really fucking good. And honestly, these two movies that I just talked about, Jungle Cruise and Suicide Squad, are like my favorite movies that have come out this year. Of course, I don't know if I've seen too much beyond that. I think I have seen a few things. I know I saw something early in the year. Oh yeah, A Quiet Place 2 came out early in the year. So it's kind of Emily Blunt's year. But Quiet Place 2 is also really good. I think that these movies just kind of hit what they're supposed to hit. The best way to describe both of these movies is, you know, when you're craving something, right? And then you get that thing and it just hits the spot perfectly. That's these two movies. Jungle Cruise and Suicide Squad hit the fucking spot. They hit the mark right on. And it's really nice to see when movies don't seem like cash grabs. And of course, Jungle Cruise is 100% a cash grab. Like, it's getting people to want to go to Disney World and get on the Jungle Cruise ride. That's the whole point of those movies. And also, I always feel like they're trying to make lore to the rides that were made without movie lore. Because that's what they were trying to do with the Haunted Mansion movie. And that's what they were trying to do with the Pirates of the Caribbean movie. Trying to just give it a lore and a backstory. But also, it is trying to get people on the ride. But yeah, no, they both hit the spot. They both hit what they needed to do. They were very satisfying movies. And honestly, I don't know if anything this year is going to top that. I mean, unless you want to talk about a dramatic movie. But also, there's a lot of fucking trailers for movies coming out this month. And I didn't know that there was, like, these movies that were coming out this month. I didn't know anything about them. Like, they're making a Tony Soprano movie, which is like a prequel to The Show, where he's like a teenager. They're making a Jordan Peele's film company. He's producing this movie called The Candyman. And holy crap, that was the first trailer I saw for this movie. And it looks amazing. And I can't wait to watch that too. That looks so good. So yeah, there is going to be a lot of movies that are coming out this month alone. And then of course you have the Marvel stuff with Eternals. Shang-Chi is coming out. And possibly maybe Spider-Man. I don't know. But I mean, we'll see what happens by the end of the year. But there's a lot of really good movies coming up. So this might not be my favorite movie of the year, but this year has been pretty great. This movie started, this year has been pretty great for movies, which is great because like 2020 wasn't great for movies. But yeah, like we started the year with movies like King Kong and Godzilla, which was a great fucking movie. I love that movie a lot. And Barb and Star Go to Vista Del Mar might be like the comedy of the year, because it was just perfect fucking comedy. It was really, really great. I've watched that movie and it was just laughing the entire fucking movie. And then we got Jungle Cruise and Suicide Squad. Suicide Squad probably being the best rated R movie that's come out this year. A Quiet Place Part 2 is probably going to be... Well, I was going to say that it was going to be the best horror movie, but, you know, Quiet Place Part 2 is not really a horror movie. Quiet Place Part 1 wasn't really a horror movie either. I mean, it kind of was a little more of a horror movie because there was a lot of the suspense of being quiet. This one didn't have it as much. But it definitely seemed more like an action movie. I think Candyman has the potential of being... like the horror movie of the year, though I still need to watch Saint Maud and I still need to watch Unholy before I make that decision. But yeah, I think Candyman has potential of being the horror movie of the year. But yeah, no, the movie was really great. The two movies that I watched in the past couple weeks. And I can't wait to watch more movies. I like movies a lot. That's the basis of this podcast, is that I like movies. But yeah, I'd say these movies are great, and if you go, don't go to them with too high expectations. Don't go to them overthinking, because, I mean, I don't like overthinking movies, but these movies were great. I don't care what anybody says. And I think most of the reviews on these movies is actually pretty positive, so I don't even know what I'm saying. But we'll see you in the next episode. I hope I can get a couple more of these out by the end of the year. I've kind of abandoned this podcast because of work and stuff like that. I've been working a lot. And any time that I'm not working, I'm at home trying to sleep and doing other things. So, yeah. See you on the next episode.